And what's the pathogenesis in terms of what happens when you have an abnormality in that gene?
It was unclear what it did. It is a ubiquination enzyme. A fellow by the name of Warshawski discovered that that was how cells mark proteins to get out of the cell. They put a protein on a protein, and the protein is called a ubiquitin protein. You put a string of these ubiquitins on a protein, and it basically flushes down the toilet. And the toilet is the proteasome. So von Hippel-Lindau is a ubiquination ligase. It ties a ubiquin protein to another protein. What it primarily does is it ubiquinates the very important enzyme called hypoxia-inducible factor, or HIF. HIF goes up when you're under hypoxic conditions. So what does HIF do? It controls nearly 200 proteins. It's a pretty important protein and gene. It controls literally things like glucose transport and erythropoietin production and VEGF production, etc. And obviously, hypoxia-inducible factor is primarily in the kidney. You think about it, if you go to live in Bolivia at 14,000 feet, your hemoglobin goes up. And where do you make hemoglobin? Where do you make erythropoietin? In your kidneys. That was discovered at the University of Chicago in the 50s, that the kidneys produced erythropoietin. Why? Because that's where HIF primarily lives. In a hypoxic environment, you raise your erythropoietin, you raise your hemoglobin. You also produce more glucose transport, et cetera. It's a slowly adapting but very effective system. Now, under the conditions of an abnormal VHL, HIF is not normally eliminated. It sticks around. And instead of just being flushed down the toilet because it's not needed, you know, most of us aren't going up to Bolivia every day. This HIF protein starts shooting up. It's not ubiquinated. It's not targeted for destruction. It then becomes more active and produces all these 200 or so proteins that it controls. One of them happens to be VEGF.